It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Back here at Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls getting ready for the final quarterfinal round game. We've got Cooper and Henderson County ready to square off, and Ivan is caught up with the head coach of, I'm not sure who he's with, going to be with first tonight, but he's got one of the coaches. I think it's the head coach of Cooper, Justin Holthouse, and let's go out and hear the conversation with those two guys right now. Here's Ivan, courtside with Justin Holthouse of Cooper High School.
We're here now with the head coach of the Lady Jaguars of Cooper High School, Coach Justin Holthouse. And, Coach, hey, what you got to do is just wipe your brow off after that first one. But you expect that when you get here. There are going to be some challenges. Your young ladies were able to get through that to advance here to the quarterfinal round.
Yeah, you know, the 16 teams that come down here are the best teams in each region. So, you know, night in, night out, you're going to get a tough test. Danville Christian did a really good job last night. They fought the full 32 minutes. So, you know, I was happy with the end result, obviously. Seniors stepping up, making some big plays with some turnovers late, creating some turnovers late, and then making free throws. So,
talk about how Danville Christian challenged you and maybe something that you got to watch out for in this matchup with Henderson tonight.
Yeah, Danville did a really good job. You know, the Mbunga girl, she's an all-world type player. You know, she not only affected the offensive side for them, but on the defensive side, just having 6'5 presence at the post. But, you know, translating today, you know, we talked about our girls. Let's make sure we get downhill, get some buckets around the rim instead of settling for a bunch of jump shots.
Talk about how important it is, regardless of how many times a group of players have been on this platform, but getting that first one under your belt, just kind of having that sigh of relief and getting comfortable with being here on this stage all over again.
Yeah, you know, I thought last night, you know, with Danville getting out to that big lead, our girls were pressing a little bit, especially early on, and we settled down in that second quarter, and our subs did a really good job of picking up the slack for us. So, you know, to have one down and to get a win and to come back the next day, it's a new day, and, you know, Henderson County is going to be ready to go, but, you know, I'm fully confident with the group that we have. They'll be ready to play tonight.
During this run, under your guidance, everybody talks about the Cooper defense and what they're able to do to other teams defensively. The last couple of years, you had a player in like Whitney Lynn that you could say, here, let me give you the ball, you can make things happen. Who is that player now or players now that when you need a bucket or need a play made, is that player you're heavily relying on?
Yeah, it's kind of a collective effort. I think it starts with Logan Palmer, a senior. Really good scorer, can score from outside and around the rim. And Liz Freihoffer, you know, she's a five-year starter for us as well. She's been through it. When we need a big bucket, she's another kid that we can turn to.
Real quick, talk about tonight's matchup with Henderson County. What did you see out of them yesterday, or what do you know about them that maybe concerns you right off the bat?
Well, they're well coached, they're physical, and they're very disciplined. So every shot's going to be hard to come by because they're going to switch it up a little bit. They'll play some man, they'll play some zone against us. They're a scrappy team. Coach does a really good job with his program, so it's going to be a good test for us.
Pace of play concern for you one way or the other?
Oh, not really. You know, I think we can play either way. We can slow you down, play a little tempo ball, or we can get out and push a little bit.
Coach, thanks for your time. Congratulations on getting here, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Justin Holthouse, the head coach for the Cooper Lady Jags. We'll take a quick 90-second timeout, and when we return, we'll talk to the head coach of the Lady Colonels of Henderson County. You're listening to the Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Stephen Hale. Stephen Hale is the head coach of the Henderson County Lady Colonels. Ivan Rawls is with him right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Colonels of Henderson County, Coach Stephen Hale. And Coach, surviving advance is the name of the game at this point in time. You were able to do that successfully yesterday, but it's a quick turnaround and trying to, you know, flip the page really quick. How's this team this season been in those situations where there was a quick turnaround and getting ready for another really quality opponent?
Been good. We played a lot of Friday and Saturday games back to back. We played 4 days in a row at Allen County Scottsdale in the Christmas tournament. We played there and played some good squad competition there and went 3-for-4. So we've had a pretty short bench all season, so I don't think we should have tired legs. So that shouldn't be an issue for us.
Talk about this matchup tonight. Cooper's been one of those teams, like yourself, throughout the season, has been one of those teams in the upper echelon across the state. Very quality team, Coach Holthouse has there. Your thoughts on them going into this matchup?
Definitely. They can beat you a lot of different ways. They got multiple kids that can score the basketball, good guard play, got a lot of size. So, you know, they have lost whatever I think they've lost four games all season, and two of them were the Sacred Heart. So they're obviously a really good basketball team.
The length that they have and the scheme defensively is what everybody talks. They can really choke a team out offensively. What are you talking to with your players about what they're going to see defensively tonight?
Yeah, you gotta get. I mean, you can't really simulate their length in a shoot around or a practice for us with our JV team. So you just got to really. We work a lot on playing on 2 feet and playing under control and ball faking and things like that. So it's going to be really important tonight. Trying to get them off their feet and just taking care of the basketball. And, you know, we like to play that way defensively too. So, we're going to need to stay in about the 30s or very low 40s again, just like yesterday's game, to give ourselves a chance to win.
What stood out to you most last night in your win here?
Really our defense in the second and third quarter, holding them under 10 points combined. And then, the plays that some of our playmakers made down the stretch when we needed them. Italia came up huge for us in the third quarter. She drilled 2 threes, had a couple drives to the basket, and our other girls did too. But, you know, when you're up here, your playmakers got to make plays. You try to put them in the best position you can, but, you know, it's their tournament.
Anything you're writing on the board right before they break huddle one last time tonight?
I just told them to enjoy the moment again. You know, they enjoyed it yesterday. Told them to kind of embrace the underdog mentality. You know, people really didn't expect us to win yesterday with Brooklyn being out, and they're definitely not expecting us to beat this team. So just embrace it and accept the challenge.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Tibbs. Coach Stephen Hale, head coach for the Lady Colonels of Henderson County. We're inside of 14 minutes here on this last of the quarterfinal matchups. Henderson County taking on Cooper High School out of the ninth region. Teams out here getting some final instructions during their warm-ups. But we'll return after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
James Rowell warming up right now, and as you might imagine, I mean, we're talking about Henderson County and Cooper, Northern Kentucky, far western Kentucky. We had a fairly sparse crowd. This will probably be the smallest crowd we'll have for a game in this tournament with, again, the NCAA going on. A lot of people have headed out after watching the game earlier. But these teams, I think we could have a terrific game anytime, you know, Henderson County comes in here. They seem to always put up a pretty good battle, and they, even though they're the underdog to Cooper here in this game, we're going to see what they can do. As far as the records go, Cooper 30-4. Who has scored more points this season against Cooper than anybody else?
I know who that was. The team in Mount Sterling, Kentucky.
Yeah, Montgomery County.
That put on a show in the second half against this team that was just suffocating teams.
Montgomery County beat this Cooper team 64-55 back the second week of December. As we always talked about throughout the season, I mean, that the Montgomery County squad was very capable on any given night of putting on a pretty good show, and they sure did that night at the MCHS Arena. One of only four losses, only three losses in state. They lost to Purcell Marion out of Cincinnati. They lost to Montgomery County, and they lost to Sacred Heart twice by 12 early in the year. And then late in the year, they lost to Sacred Heart by only 5 points near the end of January. So this is a team, everybody talks about Sacred Heart. Cooper's on a mission of it.
Yeah, they really are, and I think they see with this particular group of young ladies, they feel like this is the window. The window's open right now, and they've got to try to strike at this moment or see a dream go unrealized here. And I think they like this matchup tonight to give themselves to get into that final four grouping.
27 of 28. They've won 27 of those last 28, and only one was that five-point loss to Sacred Heart. In terms of the players that you're going to be hearing about, they had four players in double figures in the opening win over Danville Christian. That was anything but easy. Danville Christian jumped up 20-12 after the first quarter. Cooper came back to lead 36-33 at halftime. Cooper extended the lead to 58-47 after three quarters, and then Cooper had to hang on to get a 65-63 win. They did it by despite the fact that Grace Bugwa had 34 points and 14 rebounds in the game. They were still able to win the battle in the paint, outscoring Danville Christian 34-26, and created turnovers and took advantage. They created 22 turnovers for Danville Christian and had a 26-13 advantage in points off turnovers that helped them secure the win. So that's in terms of what you expect Cooper to try to do in this game tonight against Henderson County. They are very good in the half court, Ivan, but at the same time, they really want, they depend on easy baskets some and getting the ball, and they're probably a better transition team, turnover team into points than they are a half-court team, I think.
And this is going to be interesting, too, when we talk about matchups in this ball game. Green is that player that's really going to have to initiate offense, you think, for Henderson County. But then she's got to worry about Malia Alexander, because Malia Alexander is a really, really good on-the-ball defender. She can be physical. And that's what I'm interested to see, is I think that may be, you know, a matchup in man-to-man, depending on what these teams decide to do defensively and their defensive assignments. But I'm looking at that as going to be a key in this ballgame. If they do go man-to-man, can Green get Henderson County into offense? Because we saw how heavily reliant they were upon her to get things started. You know, Adeline Gish is probably that other primary ball handler, but not quite as effective as Green was last night. So if that happens, you know, expect Alexander to be on that primary ball handler. And then because they do have that length, you've got other players that can kind of deny the other player the ball. And when we've seen that at times out of some of these really good defensive teams these last couple of days, it just totally eliminates a team's offense. And you're relying on players that haven't had to be in the forefront on the offensive side of the ball. So from that effect, I think Henderson has to come out, establish itself offensively, because I think they're going to do some good things defensively at times against Cooper, because they are. Cooper's a lot more limited offensively than they have been the last couple of years when they had Whitney Lynn kind of initiating their offense.
This Henderson County team averages about 55 points a game, just a little bit less than Cooper does. But I think if Henderson County can score over 50 points in this game, they had a great chance to win.
Yeah.
That's a barrier for them to try to break through. It won't be easy because Cooper defensively has been extremely good over the course of the season. I think a lot of people would be shocked. Everybody thinks those big schools up in Northern Kentucky. Well, Cooper is big. They've got almost 1,500 students. Henderson County's a lot bigger. They've got almost 2,000 students. So the teams are back now, just coming back out onto the floor. A lot of maroon and white. The Henderson County Lady Colonels are dressed in the maroon again tonight with white numerals, and Cooper is dressed in white uniforms. They've got it's a really deep, almost purple numeral trimmed in gold, and Cooper's kind of, as a school athletically in Northern Kentucky, you know, they're one of those schools that they get split, and they have been created, and the school has not been there as long as, probably longer than a lot of people think, but I mean, it's not like it's an old traditional school there in Northern Kentucky, and they're still trying to, I think, build tradition, and boy, Henderson County, those folks down in Henderson, Kentucky, they have a rich history. I think a lot richer than anybody realizes over the course of not just a decade or two, but seven or eight or nine. Been a lot of great players that have come out of down there, and well, they're going to try to see if they can come in here and make a little noise, get into the semifinal round. As they say, if you play on Saturday, you never know what can happen.
You never know what can happen. You give yourself a chance to be in the mix, of being able to do something really great for your program and great for your community. And, man, you just love knowing that, you know, when you can wake up on a Saturday morning knowing that you're almost to the pinnacle or to the summit of that great mountain of the season. You know, I wished I could have experienced it as a student athlete to get to that moment, but I know as a coach in football to be able to get into that mix of being in the Final Four, what a special moment that was for a group of young men and coaches that were along that journey. It was special, and I can only imagine what these young ladies went through their head right now as they hope that at the end of the night when they put their head down on the pillow that they'll get themselves to play in a Final Four as well.
McCracken County and Butler tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Sacred Heart and the winner of this game will play in the game coming up at 1:30 tomorrow. Right now the crowd enjoy it. They always play a couple of videos to talk about sportsmanship and that type of thing before games begin, and we're hearing those right now. The officials are on site, and they're making their way across, and in just a moment we'll get our national anthem, and then we'll be ready for the introduction of our starting lineup. So let's go to our public address announcer.
At this time, please stand and kindly remove your hats as we honor our nation with the playing of our national anthem. Tonight's anthem is performed by the Henry County High School Choir.
The Henry County Chorale and the national anthem for us. We get ready to get our starting lineups here in just a moment. So we'll head back to our public address announcer and let the crowd thin out significantly here.
We're checking this UK score like I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. Tonight's contest features the champions of Region 2 with a record of 26-7. Welcome the Lady Colonels of Henderson County. Against the champions of Region 9 with a record of 30-4, please welcome the Lady Jaguars of Cooper. Fans, get out your phones, shine your flashlight bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, our starting lineups presented by Clark's Trumpet Shop. For Henderson County, at guard, a 5'4 sophomore, number 5, Addie Gish. From Cooper, at guard, a 6-foot freshman, number 10, Haley Knowles. From Henderson County, at forward, a 5'7 junior, number 14, Anna Kemp. From Cooper, at guard, a 5'10 senior, number 15, Malia Alexander. From Henderson County, at forward, a 5'9 junior, number 20, Allison Rideout. From Cooper, at forward, a 6'1 senior, number 21, Bella Deer. From Henderson County, a guard, a 5'5 junior, number 23, Rashaya Kansler. From Cooper, at guard, a 6'1 senior, number 32, Liz Freihopper. From Henderson County, a guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 25, Atalia Green. And from Cooper, at forward, a 6'1 senior, number 33, Logan Palmer. The head coach for Henderson County is Stephen Hale. Head coach for Cooper is Justin Holthouse. Your officials for today's game are Madison Jones, Tyrone Fields, and Daniel Morris. The alternate official this evening is Daryl Wilson.
There we go. We have the starting lineups for you, and we are about ready to go here at Rupp Arena. This the Cooper team, I mean, you look at the size overall. Malia Alexander, they listed 5'10". Everybody else is 6'1".
Yeah.
I mean, across the board, this is a really lengthy team, and it shows when they walk on the floor against Henderson County. Henderson County is going to be they're going to give up height at every position.
Yeah, it looks like a really solid high school volleyball team when they walk out there. A lot of players that can play at the net at the high school level and have a lot of success. It can be intimidating when you look. Like I said, look at the body types between these two teams.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like you got a varsity team going against kind of a JV team. When you look at the body types.
Here come the officials. We're ready to go.
Italia Green's out there in the center circle.
Yeah, Green's going to jump up against Bella Deer, and Deer easily gets the tap, slaps it in backcourt. And those white uniforms headed off to the right side of your dial, Cooper. On offense first, and it's going to be a man-to-man defense down the left baseline, going up with a short jumper that does not go down as Malia Alexander, and the rebound comes to Henderson County. Alexander got a great look. Boy, she was pretty much wide open down on the baseline. Here's Gish. Green. Green was so good last night. Green driving down the right corner, kills the dribble, sends it back outside to Rideout. They'll start through the offense again. Gish to Green, dribbles to the top of the key. Rideout. Left side, Gish. Again, just running a weave out front, and the defense is really good. And we played 45 seconds. Gish now takes it, dribbles in the center circle. Kind of reposition things. Over on the right side is Kansler, and there's a three by Green. Good off the top of the key.
Got freed up. Ran Alexander through a double screen right there.
So 3-0, Henderson County. Offensively the other way. Logan Lovers Parker gives over the left side again. A good shot by Alexander that's no good. She gets wide open again down near that left baseline. That was a little further out. Here is Haley Noel. They go down, try to go down low, knocked away in there. The defensive work being done in there by, that was number 14, Anna Kemp. And Henderson County has it. Gish out front, dribbling around, takes it in, left side, goes all the way, puts it up and in, draws a foul, hits the deck hard. He's okay. The foul is on Haley Noel. And Adeline Gish, a sophomore at 5'4", is going to try to complete a three-point play, can make it 6-0, Henderson County. Left this one short. Rebounded with a good block out to Bella Deer. 5-0 Henderson County.
You got to travel there.
Traveling violation down on the right near the right baseline by on Haley Noel. Cooper kind of in a fog right now, Ivan, aren't they?
And turnovers can kill you on this stage here at the Sweet 16. And early on, Cooper hasn't been able to get any kind of consistent offense.
Here's Kanzler, gives it out to Rideout. Doesn't have anything. Rideout's a lefty. Green takes it. Gish looking in now. She goes on the drive, gets into the lane, loses it, picks it up, Rideout. Doesn't have anything. Back to Gish. Back to Rideout. Little ball fake. Got called for traveling. I don't know about it, but right here in front of us. Turnover on Henderson County. We played 2 minutes and 20 seconds. It's 5-0 Henderson County. Deer dribbles it across the timeline and then leaves it off to Fryhofer, who drives in right side, puts up a short jumper, no good. Just rolled out and right out with the rebound. Ahead to Gish. Gish running, gets top of the key, keeps the dribble. Now goes down the right side. Kanzler. Kanzler is the smallest player on the floor, and everybody kind of towers over her. She has it way out on the right side. And now it gives out to Green, who missed a shot. Rebounded by Fryhofer. Brings it down herself. Free throw line. Sends it out. A three-point shot is up and no good off the left wing by Logan Lubbers-Palmer. And we played over 3 minutes. 5-0 Henderson County. Here we go with Green. Beyond the top of the key to Gish. They left Gish open. She didn't want that three-point shot. Now Green. She'll drive behind the screen. Can't get open. Goes down the lane to Kemp. Kemp lost the ball. It was picked up by Gish. Back out to Green. The length is just really tough. It's hard to get shots.
It's tough trying to find a plot of land without a hand on it.
Here is Kanzler. Left wing. Try a little bounce pass in there. They take it away. Fryhofer, the interception, lead pass ahead, going under, laying it up and in is Palmer, and it's a 5-2 game. And finally on the board, Cooper, and after we play almost 4 minutes.
And that's how they got to get their offense a lot of times, Dan, is off their defense, attacking quickly.
Gish hands to Kemp at long range. Over it comes to Kanzler. Gish directing traffic. Kanzler on the left side is being defended by Palmer, who has a big height advantage, driving in right out, trying to put up a shot. It's blocked. That was by Fryhofer. She heads down herself. Long cross-court pass is tipped, but they come up with it. Now they go down inside to Palmer. Back outside to Alexander. Alexander dribbles left side of the lane. Doesn't take the shot. Now going through Fryhofer, puts it up too hard. Battle for the rebound. It's loose in there, and Henderson County able to come out of there with it after a couple of players hit the deck. Gish went in and grabbed it. Green across the timeline. Green going for the bucket. Left corner. We get a whistle down on the baseline. As Green was driving, she was checked in there by Malia Alexander, who gets her first. Team foul number two. And now Alexander's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Zini Thompson, 5'11 junior. Got to be at least 5'10 to get on this team. I don't know.
Minimum requirement.
Yeah. Pass comes in out near the timeline. Kemp with it. Henderson County does have multiple good ball handlers. They're pretty solid with it. Here's Green. Right out. Gish. Dribbles left across the key. Hands it to Kemp. Green will come and take it. Right out. We may have the fewest shots. Now, there is a three up, and it's no good out of the right corner. That was Kanzler again. Long pass down and going under on the left side, laying it up and in and drawing the foul is Palmer. And she'll have a chance at a three-point play. That foul is going to be on. They said that foul was on Brooklyn Gibson, and I don't think that's true. They gave 23 as a signal. It must possibly been Kanzler, number 23. Anyway, we got a timeout on the floor. 2:36 left to play in the first quarter. Cooper with a free throw to tie it up when we come back in 90 seconds.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it. Will Keith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Will Keith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Here's Logan Lubbers Palmer at the free throw line, makes the free throw. She has all five of her team's points, and we are tied at five apiece. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Gish down for Henderson County. Here's Kanzler, left side of the key, bounces over to Rideout. She's being defended in there by Zeni Thompson. Green now drives down the left side of the lane, flips it up and in. Boy, nice move by Green. And she has 5 points, and it's 7-5, Henderson County. Driving through the lane, spinning inside and missing after making a great move with Zeni Thompson, and rebounded by Henderson County. Henderson County playing without Brooke Gibson, who is their leading scorer on the season. They're without her in this tournament. Kanzler is open for a three. No good. Hard off the iron. The rebound comes out. Gets it back. So Henderson County controls. Minute 38 to play in the opening quarter. 7-5. Henderson County with the lead. Green beyond the top of the key. Hands it to Gish. They're going to double team her. They knock it away, but Kemp gets it back. Kemp comes dribbling to the left side. The clock down to 120. And now Gish. Boy, all that length. They come at you with a double team out there. It's not easy for these Henderson County players to keep control, but they're doing a great job right now. Here's Gish looking. Comes to Green. Green puts it on the deck. Going to go for the basket. Flips it up and in off the glass and draws a foul. How about that move?
That was a strong move, and we saw that last night out of Green, her ability to go and get north and south, but finish when she got to the basket, even on contact.
I think that was Fryhofer who gets the foul. And now Green going for her 8th point, knocks down the free throw. She has 8 of 10, 10-5. Henderson County under a minute to play in the first quarter. On the dribble with the ball is Noel, and she loses it. Lost it on the dribble today. Henderson County comes up with it. Possession arrow is Henderson County's way. 41 seconds to go in the period. Here driving in. Green goes all the way in off the glass. This one a little bit too hard. Noel the rebound. She wants to run. Heads down. Gets across the timeline. She got fouled. She walked. Neither called. Down the lane. Flipping it up with the left hand and missing the shot is Palmer. Henderson County gets it back. And now 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Green. Motioning for Gish to come her way. Instead, Green goes the other direction. Now she comes back and hands to Gish, who goes into the lane with a little floater, no good off the back of the iron. Gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. And finally, Palmer gets it off for Cooper, and we come to the end of the first quarter. Well, 10-5, the lead for Henderson County after 8 minutes of action, and will return to Rupp Arena in the girls' Sweet 16. Brought to you by the Family Wealth Group. Will return in 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
Well, the first quarter, Ivan Ross, not unlike what I think we thought we would see, really, do you?
No, I mean, you expect this to, you know, these are two teams at times have shown that they're very limited offensively. And so they're relying heavily on their defense to get them through ball games. And, you know, sometimes that's just how you have to win. You have to win ugly sometimes. You know, Coach Stephen Hale said last night, you know, hey, we've had to rely on our defense. And Coach Holthouse, he's established a program that is built on the defensive side of the ball.
Cooper, 2 of 9 shooting the ball as Palmer had all 5 of their points in that first quarter. Gets in trouble, double team. They take it away from her. Coming up with a steal. Zaney Thompson runs it down, threw a bad pass, and coming back to reclaim it was Rashia Kanzler for Henderson County, and they'll come back on offense again. Here's Gish over to Kanzler. Kanzler on the dribble right now, beyond the top of the key. She'll give it to Gish. Gish to Kemp. Really, everything is on the perimeter for Henderson County. There's nobody down under the basket. Gish almost had it taken away out there by Fryhofer, but able to retain it. And there's Kanzler firing a 3 out of the right corner that's no good, well off the mark, and the rebound taken by Noel. She hurries down, but Henderson County gets back. Left corner, back into the game is Malia Alexander for Cooper. And here we go. They start through, dribbling in. Fryhofer stops, back to Alexander. A 3 is no good. And rebounded by Kemp. It's knocked away, taken away. Back down inside, short jumper off the glass is good by Palmer, who now has all 7 of her team's points, 10-7. Thought there was probably a foul in there, Ivan, but again, the way they're letting them play,
yeah,
probably wasn't going to be called.
And that's the thing, too. You know, as long as of a team as Cooper is, they don't do offensive rebounding nearly as well as you think they would.
Little give and go, right out down the right baseline, spins, weaves, trying to get a shot up, and she gets called for traveling. Right out, looks over the officials, say, maybe I walked because somebody hit me. She didn't really say that, but I think that's what she's thinking. 6:20 to play in the half. Cooper within 3, 10-7. Fryhofer, Deer, right corner. 3 is up. It's no good and rebounded by Rideout. Off that miss by Palmer out of the deep right corner. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Henderson County with a 3-point lead in the ball. Gish. Kemp gives back to Kemp. Now Kanzler comes to get it. Kanzler has it knocked away. Loose ball in there. Down on the floor, we got 4 players on the deck. And we're going to get a foul. And that's going to go against Kemp.
Foul number 14, Kemp. That's the first quarter into the game. Number 2.
Two things that I can criticize officials for that I think is definitely accurate. Some things I'm just guessing. They're not going to call 3 seconds unless, you know, you lay down in the lane. And on loose balls like that, they just are very late in stopping play and let things go around, and they rarely call that foul right there. You're driving a very inconsistent. Their Fryhofer misses a shot right off the free throw line, off the dribble. And the rebound, Henderson County. Gish is down across the timeline. Belladier defending her. Here's Kemp. against Fryhofer. Going through the lane, Green puts it up and in off the glass and draws a foul from Alexander. And, wow.
How good has she been at finishing on contact these first two games?
Alexander gets her second foul. She's going to come out of the game. And Green, well, she's got, talk about the scoring summary. We can be real quick. I can give it to you now. Gish two, Green's got the rest. Palmer's got them all for the two teams. Green completes her second three-point play. She's got 11 of the 13. On the other side, Palmer's got all seven for Cooper. We got 5:05 left in the first half. Somebody else get some points here. They floated down inside, turning and laying it up and in.
First really good,
Zaney Thompson.
First really good action in their half-court set for Cooper. They didn't settle for an ill-advised perimeter shot. Got a nice cut to the basket.
13-9. Gish dribbling right side against Deer. Goes in trying to get a shot up, and it was blocked. Rebounded by Cooper and going all the way under and racing and putting it up way too hard. That time was Zaney Thompson. And right out gets it off the glass.
You're not going to give very many great looks like that.
Here's Green going through. Lost the handle of the ball. Picks it up. And we get a traveling violation on Green. Green turns down to Coach Stephen Hale. Pats herself on the chest. Said, that's bad play by me.
And consecutive plays. Offensive players just getting a little out of control. Getting ahead of themselves, going too fast.
Cooper with 4:10 to play in the first half. We've had a 14-13 first half, but it's 13-9 here in this game right now. Deer over on the left wing. Into the game is Addison Brissy, a 5'9 sophomore, and there is a shot put up that's no good by Cooper, and we get players hit the deck. Zaney Thompson missed it. And we get a whistle and a foul. Now they, what do they call a jump ball? Now no foul call. It had to be a jump ball. So Cooper gets it back. Comes in the lane, forcing the shot up. No good. Trying to get up there was Palmer, and it's rebounded by Kemp. Gish across the timeline gives to Kemp. Kemp's a really strong player, but she handles it well. Not extremely quick, but now they go down and try to get it inside to Rideout. Taken away. Fryhofer with it. Comes all the way herself. Goes in. Ball knocked away and taken away. Kemp knocked it loose. Rideout gets it. And now we had an offensive foul on Rideout. Right up on her was Palmer. And when Rideout turned, she knocked her down. Rideout gets her first foul. We've only had three fouls here in the second quarter, 3:18 to play.
The most puzzling thing is that in this game so far is Cooper only has two offensive rebounds. And that's just ridiculous with the size they had. Nobody's ever underneath the rim when a shot goes up, it appears.
Left wing, there's a three by Brissy that's no good. And just like that, Ivan calls it, and they putting it back up and in is Bella Deer.
I just don't understand, you know, why it's so too far in between. That time, Bella Deer was in an absolutely perfect position.
13-11. Henderson County with the ball. Coach Holthouse, he wanted to travel right in front of him. Didn't get the call. Rideout takes it. 2:44 to go in the half. 13-11. Gish looking for Green. Can't get it to her. Kanzler dribbling right. Goes over there to Rideout. Boy, Cooper, they are on you defensively. And there's the ball floated out of bounds. Green had left the area. Turnovers. That was number 9 on Henderson County. And we get a timeout with 2:25 left in the first half. 13-11, Henderson County leading Cooper, and We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Cooper's missed all five of their threes. They're only shooting 25%, 5 of 20 from the field. But they can take the lead right here with a three-point shot. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
Here's Belladere, dribbles right wing, back top of the key, three is on the way, and good.
Wow.
That was Fryhofer.
That made me feel good because the offense just looked so anemic for so long, Danny. I didn't know if they'd hit a shot there for the longest time.
14-13 Cooper with 2 minutes left here in the first half. Green trying to shake free to Gish. Gish, she got a player all over her. Kanzler against Fryhofer. Hands the ball to Gish. Everything, they're having trouble spacing, you know, even. They got to get players so close to each other so they can almost hand the ball off rather than pass against this defense. Right out looking. Bounces it to Kanzler. Down to Gish. You better move and cut and block and screen, and you better do it quickly. Gish. We've run off a half minute, and now there's a turnover. Fryhofer comes up with it, and going under Brisley, lays it up and in. Brisley with her first field goal, the sophomore, makes it 16-13, and it's now a 9-0 run for Cooper.
Transition points are a premium for this Cooper team.
Green, free throw line jumper, Kemp is
nice.
Good.
Nice.
Got good quick ball movement, and the quick pass, Kemp broke open. 16-15, Henderson County within a point. Here's Belladere dribbling top of the key. Sends it over on the left side to Thompson. Now down inside. Beautiful spin move, but missing the shot after she did it is Belladere. And the rebound is taken by Henderson County. Now with 36 seconds to go in the half, they have a chance to get the lead back. Here's Green, fouled out front by Addison Brissy. But that's only the second foul on Cooper. And now Kanzler is going to come back in very briefly for the Lady Colonels was Janiyah Locker. They sent it in backcourt. Gish with it. Gish dribbling, 25 seconds to go. There's a steal by Fryhofer. She races down, goes under, lays it up and in. Fryhofer with 5 points in this quarter. 18-15. 13 seconds to go. Green against Brissy. Green goes in, sends it to Kemp. She's in trouble. Gonna dribble to the free throw line. Backs up. Clock at two. Gotta shoot it. No shot away. And the first half comes to an end. Defense, the name of the game here. Not quite as low as we had another game today, but at halftime. But 18-15, the advantage for Cooper after the Lady Colonels of Henderson County led for most of the first half. Don't go away. We got a special halftime guest coming, and we'll return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Halftime here at Rupp Arena. We had a game earlier where there were only 27 points scored in the first half. Here we've got, way more than that. We got 31 on the board now. 33, I'm sorry. My math was bad there. But it's late, John. John Hyde joins us. John, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you. It's always good to talk to you. And, of course, I try to get Reba to come on the air at any time, but she won't do it. So
we'll get her. On.
We'll just keep going. And John, another season in the books, and a good season for the Lady Indians. I mean, when you look out, think that they handled this Cooper team as they did, scored more points on Cooper than anybody has all season, and got a win at home. And there are a lot of bright moments. Some not so bright, but you know. Hey, you gotta suffer through some bad with the good.
Yeah, it can't be all fun, or everybody do it.
Yeah.
So we try to make the best of it, and you know, it's a game. You're supposed to have fun, but it takes work to have the most fun.
Yeah. And how many years now for you, John, coaching?
Well,
you gotta do the math, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I couldn't even really tell you. Somebody said, how many regions you've been to, and that's probably the only number I can give you. That's the only number that I really know. I went 28 before I actually retired the first time. Then I did those two more. So overall, as for head coaching, I guess 32 years. And then I've been sitting with Dustin on his bench, first his boys' JV bench, and now the girls' bench as a volunteer assistant. And that's been as long as Dustin's been head coach. I guess that's 5 years and plus the two of the boys.
So you're up to 35.
That's, well, yeah, we'll go with 35.
We go with 35.
That's still not good math.
That's not good math.
No. I hate to count because that means, let's see, I was 18 when I went to college. Should we start all the numbers?
True.
I must be at least around 45 or 50 somewhere.
Wow.
That's my age.
That's It's all been fun, hasn't it?
It has, Dan. There's been more goods and more ups and downs, and it's been my life. It's absolutely. I did a lot of athletics in high school. I went on to Moorhead and did a little more athletics there, and it's just been a part of my life of being around athletics. And I've coached a lot of different sports. A lot of people said, I didn't know you did anything with basketball. Of course, I did football just here recently at Montgomery. In fact, that's what got me to helping Dustin. I got out of the football realm and helped him, helped Eagley for a couple of years.
Call you the late Chili Ishmael. You're the antithesis. He went to college and he tried to play football, and they didn't like that very much, so he played basketball at UK, And then he came back, and he's coached a little basketball, but he really liked football. He loved coaching football. And you played all sports, but you went to college, and you played football, and then you got out, and you coached basketball. And, I mean, you guys were confused, weren't you? I mean, that was...
No rhyme or reason.
Was it just opportunity when you got the job down in Whitesburg and that got you into coaching the girls' basketball?
It was an accident, Dan. I went to school with a whole bunch of fellows, and we all joined the same fraternity that were from Letcher County. I didn't even know where Letcher County was. I know I was in Rowan County, and then somebody told me, no, it's not Rowan County. It's Round County, going to school. So it was really an accident. One of my fraternity brothers, his mother was on the Board of Education, and there in Letcher County, and the football coach was a good friend of his, and he got the job for me because I was going to help with the football team, and they threw in girls' basketball. And that's really the only reason I went, is because of the basketball. So I was an assistant in football, and then I was head coach of girls' basketball.
And that's when they brought basketball back, right? I mean, you were right there on the
pretty
cutting
much.
Edge. I mean,
yeah, it was probably a couple of years before that. I came in 79-80.
75 was the first
year.
Yeah,
so it wasn't too far back, and it wasn't too far back when I watched basketball over in Ohio, where I grew up, in Cincinnati, where they only played half court except for the two forwards that got to go across the line, go down and play a little offense with the other two standing down there.
You put Whitesburg on the map, didn't you? I mean, when you went down there.
I was really fortunate that I was an old school type person. That's how I was brought up, and that's how I was taught. And you respect your elders and all that stuff. And it was one of those opportunities where people believed in what I had to offer. And it was tough. It was disciplined, and parents bought into it. And if parents don't buy into what you're doing, you aren't going to get much done on that level. And they did. And so the kids had to correspond to parents buying into a lot of exercise and a lot of discipline in doing what you're trying to do. And I was fortunate that they bought in, and those things will give you success if people work hard at what they want to have an outcome to.
How long since you've been in Whitesburg?
How long has it been since I've been out of Whitesburg?
In Whitesburg.
I was there 18 years.
I mean, but how long since you've been back?
4 years in Breathitt and 23 years.
I'm talking
years.
About how long since you have been back to Whitesburg.
Oh, I go back all the time. There's a group of us that play golf. We go down to Tennessee and Virginia and play golf for 3 or 4 days. And so I'm down there at least twice a year, maybe three, for the festival that they have. We go back for that. And, of course, you know, that's where my kids are from. They were born and raised basically in Letcher County. Now, none of them were actually born in Letcher County. We went to hospitals that were equipped in case there was problems. Two of them were born in Virginia, and one in Hazard. Yeah. So none of them in Letcher County. People said, that guy's silly. I said, well, at the time, we were kind of silly. And we wanted to make sure that if something went wrong, that the facility had what you needed to take care of a problem. We never did have one. But the possibility is always there.
And your kids were not great athletes, but they were just all good athletes, weren't they? You know, enough to be competitive and, you know, to be starting players, to have moments of success. And that was pretty good.
It was. And they're multi-sport people, too, and I believe in that. I don't think specializing at one time, you know, back in the olden days, you played one thing because you wanted to be really good at that, and they've proven over time with science that it wears your muscles down and your bones and everything else if you keep doing the same type of activity all the time. And so my kids played a sport. When the season came, they played the sport. And it's just how I was raised myself. But we didn't think about bones and muscles at that time. We just did it.
Reba loves sports as much as you do, doesn't she?
Well, she was a cheerleader. And thank goodness she was a cheerleader, because I think I might have had two that might have been a cheerleader. And Jenna was the most one. If we hadn't left Breathitt, and come to Mount Sterling, she would have been a cheerleader because her best friend was one, and she was at that seventh grade level that she was very athletic. She was the most limber one of the three of them. And we talked about the kids a little while ago. They played hard. Everything they played hard because they knew they didn't. Their old man would probably not be very happy with them. And they just learned to do that. And I didn't have to push them. They did it because they knew that's how you needed to do it because they heard it so much.
The game of girls basketball in Kentucky, let's go back to the early part of this century. Let's go back to 2003, 4, 5, along in there. Talk about very briefly the physicality of the game from then until now and where this game has actually gone and where you've got to be to be able to play.
It's sometimes we call it a football game, and really it's not far from it without the equipment. And it gets really rugged. And I think that's my biggest gripe now with how whistles are blowing, that it's not consistent. And if consistent was there, I would have nothing to complain about because I like rough and tough things. It makes you a lot more well-rounded person to be able to take something like that and probably dish it out.
But it's hard to call a game like that, isn't it?
Oh, it's very hard, Dan. We saw a couple today that was, I thought, oh, my gosh. The team has to get up tomorrow morning and come play again is going to have trouble getting out of bed.
What are you doing for fun these days, John?
Subbing. That's about all I do. Of course, they spread my year out so I could be there almost to the end. And so I get every Monday off, which is really nice.
I used 3-day weekend.
That's exactly right. And I always hated Sundays because I knew Monday was next. Now it's Mondays I don't like because Tuesday's next and I go to work. But that's all I do, Dan. I plan to play a little more golf this year, but I said that for the last 15.
Are you going to be back on the bench next year? Everybody's wondering.
Well, time will tell. If he needs my help, I'll be right there to help him. And if he doesn't, which I think he needs to work on getting some more people interested and get after it. They have a nickname for me, but I haven't quite caught on to it. I just said, call me senior. Call me Papa. I'm old Coach High. That's how they refer to me. I may start believing that.
Hey, John, let me tell you, you are such a huge part of Montgomery County sports history now and the success that has been there. And, boy, thanks for all you've done over the years and continue to do for young people in Eastern Kentucky and now in Montgomery County. It has meant a lot to a lot of young people, I know.
Well, Dan, I really appreciate that. I'm glad this is a radio because my face just turned red. And I'm not going to be able to get over to my seat over there if I have to go through that door over there.
And, again, tell Reba I'm ready. Whenever she's ready for her interview,
I'll bring her one day and we'll fool her. I say that, just come on with me. He wants to talk to me a little bit. We'll sit in that little room over there. Mic it.
What's going to be the final score of this game? What do you think? I give you 15 seconds. Got to think about it a little bit.
Well,
and I'm going to write it down just to see how close you can come.
Cooper has been colder than Kraut, and we know that they can score. I'd say they're going to end up with at least 45, and it'll probably be 33-45.
There you go. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you and all you do for our community, too. We can brag because I still see your name on the floor of the gym up there at the arena. And that's really something to be proud of.
Okay. Thank you, John. We'll be back. Second half underway in 1 minute.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Cooper gets 7 points from Palmer, five from Fryhofer, two apiece from Thompson, Deere, and Brissy. On the other side, Green scores 11 of 15. Gish and Kemp with two each. And Cooper with the lead, and they have the ball right now. Alexander down the left baseline. Back out top of the key, Fryhofer dribbles in. Then taking the ball is Deere, and back out to Noel. Haley Noel, oh, looked like she took an extra step. Fryhofer bounces to Alexander, puts it up and in with the left hand. Well executed there to get Malia Alexander her first 2 points of the game. And the lead is 20 to 15 for Cooper.
Great action going towards the basket that time. We hadn't seen a lot of that out of this offense for Cooper.
So now, needing points, Henderson County against this tough Cooper defense. Green drives left side, goes in, beats Alexander, then missed it off the glass. Rebound by Palmer. She sends a long pass right side. Alexander steps through, sends the pass to Noel. Now goes, try to get it into Deere. It's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll stay with Cooper right here in front of the Cooper bench.
And Alexander just stared down Bella Deere and was like, this is where I'm going to throw it, Lady Colonels. If y'all want to try to intercept it, you can, and they almost did.
Just over a minute into the second half, a five-point lead for Cooper. Alexander drives left side, threw it away.
Yeah, just here. It's like, you know, you see Coach Holdhouse, he's like, slow down. I mean, there was no pressure on you. That was an unforced error. You know, just calm down. And that's what your old coaching staff talking about. What's the hurry there?
Gish brings it across the timeline, and now Green. Green dribbling in, forces his shot up, and it spins out. Thought she was going to make that one. Here's Fryhofer the other way. On the run, Henderson County is back. Back outside. There's a three that's up, and it's no good by Bella Deere, but rebounded by Cooper. Down inside, Palmer lost the handle on it, gets it back, starts back down the lane, sends it left side to Deere. Now right corner, Noel takes it. She dribbles toward the lane. 16-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound is taken by Rideout. Coach Holthouse didn't like something. I don't know what it was, but here's right up in front of us. Cancellor on the left side for Henderson County. Bounces it to Kemp beyond the top of the key. Now Gish goes into Kemp. Kemp gets covered up, forces his shot up, no good. Fryhofer, the rebounder. She brings it all the way down herself, floats it ahead, going under, laying it up and in is Bella Deere, her second field goal, and it's 22-15.
And that's where it's been killing Henderson County. It's the transition points they've allowed for Cooper.
Here's Green. Dumps it into Kemp, who's open and lays it in. What a nice little two-player game on this right side. Kemp with her second field goal.
Green stayed calm amongst that double team that resulted.
Fryhofer dumps a pass in right of the lane. Now outside, Alexander drives in a 13-foot jumper, left it short, rebounded by Green. She wants to run, doesn't have numbers, but on the move. Now scoots back outside. Breaking for the basket is Gish. Moves around the defender, puts it up and in. Well, Gish with a nice move around Bella Deere, who is much taller. 22-19.
Back-to-back baskets by Henderson County.
Noel sends a pass right corner, back out. There's a three by Fryhofer, no good. Rebound lost out of bounds off the hand of Haley Noel. And now we get coming out of the game, Palmer and Alexander, as Addison Brissy, a 5'9 sophomore, checking in. Back into the game, played in the first half, and also they get Zeni Thompson back in. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Henderson County could tie with a three-point shot right here. if they could get a three-point shot. Green hands to Gish. Gish is driving, trying to get through. Goes all the way to the basket. We get a whistle and a foul. And that personal is going to be on Haley Noel. That'll be her second.
Gish did a great job of keeping her dribble alive there, Dan. And, you know, it's difficult, and that's what Coach Hallhausen does. He felt like that Noel was in good defensive position, guarding position there, and she had a right to that space.
Fisher came to talk to her, to the Coach Holthouse. That breaks up. Free throw made by Gish, her fifth point. So she's trying to help Green out a little bit. It's a two-point game, and the free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Brissy.
Uh-oh, they got behind the defense.
And racing down, Noel lays it up and in.
Oh, Coach Hill is beside himself. He's like, how does that happen? You know, in football, we say nobody deeper than the deepest man, and right there, that time, Noel got deeper than the deepest person.
When you got to work so hard to get points, you can't give them up like that. Green up for 15, banks it in.
Nice shot by Green.
Green with 13 points. Two-point game again, 24-22. 3:35 left third quarter. Thompson on the left wing. They would give Thompson a pretty good look at a three-pointer, but she's not going to take it. Here's Bella Deer, gives to Thompson. She goes down the left side of the lane and then hands back out to Brissy. B-R-I-S-S-E-Y. Her name, first name is Addison, A-D-D-Y-S-O-N. Got a lot of letters there.
Got to buy them now.
Yeah. So here, on the move, right corner, Thompson moves in. Kemp fouled her. Kemp was trying to force her out of bounds, I guess. Kemp picking up personal foul number two. First foul of the second half on Henderson County, common foul. And they get the ball in to Thompson. Thompson, the right side of the lane, flips it up and in off the glass. Zini Thompson with her second field goal. Four different players have scored in this second half for Cooper. And they lead it by four, 26-22. 2:45 to go. Thompson deflects the pass out of bounds. And we get a timeout on the floor. 2:43 left to play, third quarter. Cooper, 26. Henderson County, 22. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Kentucky goes down tonight in the SEC tournament to Texas A&M, 97-87, and the three big guys collectively scored 9 points, and Ivicic had seven of those.
Turnovers. You know, they turned the ball over, and Texas A&M made them pay, and Texas A&M just has had the UK numbers. I mean, they've been through, what, three or four coaches in the time to Calipari's been there, and they always seem to give the UK a hard time.
Here, 2:43 left in this third quarter. Cooper a four-point lead. Henderson County with the ball. Gish goes down, forces up a shot, left it short. Shot under pressure. Thought she might draw a foul, too, I think. It didn't happen against a taller player. Fryhofer had the rebound, and now they're on offense. Thompson spins, free throw line, right side. There is a three that's up and good by Haley Noel.
It's almost like the entire Cooper bench is so excited. Like, oh, wow, we hit a shot.
29-22. It's like if it's late in the game and you got somebody on the end of the bench that doesn't score all year and they get the points. It's a, oh, wow, we have hit a three. Now Cooper really needing some offense. Gish, Green, thought about a three, didn't take it, now drives in, puts it up off the glass, good.
She's looked good at times these last two nights, Dan. Green just been really impressed with her that, she never backs down. And you got to like that about her.
15 of her team's 24 points. Kemp almost had a steal. Thompson driving in, dumps it down low, reverse layup is good by Bella Deer, who now has 6 points. And it's 31-24. Brissy is trying to stay with Green. Here is Gish driving under the basket, and the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Henderson County, and falling down was Thompson. I think she got hit in the face with the ball.
I think maybe just below, right in the neck area. It looked like it really shocked her. It hit her pretty sharply there.
Green gets it into Rideout. They haven't been able to get Rideout a shot. Cancer to Green, left corner. Green bounces to Canceler, and now Gish takes it. Canceler behind a Rideout screen, but can't get a shot away. In some trouble. Rideout takes it. And we're down to 1 minute left in the third quarter. And we get a timeout taken by Henderson County with 1 minute exactly remaining, third quarter play. Cooper up by 7, 31-24, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
Coming down, there's Green firing up a long three. That wasn't a very good shot choice right there by Green, I don't think. And it went awry, and rebounded by Cooper. They lead by 7 with 35 seconds to go. Driving in, Noel goes all the way and flips it off the glass. Good.
You see it so often. Just a poor shot selection by Green. She does so many good things that then leads to 2 points on the other end.
33-24. Possession arrow is with Henderson County. Can they get points? Down inside to Kemp, back out to Gish, an open three, good.
Oh, nice. Good job of Kemp kicking that ball back out, finding that open person in Gish.
33-27, 7 seconds to go. Noel over to Fryhofer, drives in, goes for the bucket, puts it up, no good. And the third quarter comes to an end. After three periods tonight, it's Cooper, 33, Henderson County, 27, and we'll be back. Fourth quarter action coming up in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset,
We are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Cooper with the lead here of 33-27. And the Clark's Pump and Shop race, a victory for Henderson County. Problem stacking the cups in a pyramid for. I don't know how to describe what they're doing there. You got one team member that's pushing a little bitty car.
It's the little Tykes car that all the little kids get anymore that you push them around in.
When they push it down to one end of the floor, they have to circle around this table while their teammate takes a bunch of cups and stacks them in a pyramid. When the pyramid gets completed, then they race back to the other end. And
so your driver may get dizzy. If it's me, it's only two trips around the table, and I'm probably done with my my balance and vertigo issues at times.
Henderson County has the ball. Let's see if they can get a good start here in this final period, down by six. Here's Kemp looking for help. Goes over to Gish. And now to Green, almost taken away from her by Brissy, but Green recovers. Green dribbling right, goes down, goes up from 12 feet. Oh, the banker rimmed out, and the rebound is saved. Gish gets it back. Gish as get pushed down there on the baseline, and that'll be a foul against Bella Deer. I shouldn't just say Deer, but I don't know. Bella Deer just rolls off, but it almost sounds like you're saying a complete name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Bella Deer. No, it's Bella Deer. D-E-E-R-E, and there's Rideout with it. Rideout said, "Can I please get a shot?" Almost loses the ball, but the wrestles and gets it, and jump ball.
Wow, that's the quickest tie-up in history.
Shoo.
She touched the ball, and the other person had the ball, and that's it.
It goes over to Cooper.
It was like hitting the easy button on the Staples commercial.
7:20 to go. Cooper with ball on top of the key. Here's Fryhopper on the left wing. Fryhopper is so athletic. Mm-hmm. Thompson drives through the lane. Gives it up, and there is Brissy racing in with a little left-hand floater that's good.
A little push shot up there. That was. That's the shot she's worked on. You could tell by the way she released it.
35-27, Brissy's second field goal. Here is Kanzler. Bounces to Rideout. Fryhopper. Again, Fryhopper is just longer.
Yes.
You know, she's about 2 inches taller, and it's really tough for Rideout to get a shot.
Moves her feet really well.
Here is Gish. Spins, drives in, gets falls down, recovers, gets the ball out to Kemp, who missed a shot. Rebounded by Fryhopper. 6.5 to go. I think Henderson County is just about worn out, Ivan.
I mean, the defense of Cooper makes you work. I mean, now I'm working on the defensive side, but you're working on the offensive side just to get a little look.
And out dribbling the ball in the center circle, Haley Noel. She's a 6-foot freshman driving in, goes up from 15 feet, missed a shot but gets knocked down, and now she'll get to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Green.
Like what Cooper did right there, Dan. You know, we talked about how Rideout hasn't been much of a factor offensively for Henderson County tonight. Only has taken one shot, but she's done well rebounding. And the reason why she's had a hard time getting shots is she's not the fleetest of foot. And they've recognized that even on the defensive side, and they try to take advantage of it right there.
Noel. Now with 9 points, all in the second half. And the lead is 10, 37-27. Gish to Rideout. Rideout looking. Goes back to Gish. Gish sends it left side to Kemp. Passed up to three. Green has it. Green with Kanzler over in the right corner, but they couldn't get it to her. Green goes behind the screen, got it up and into Rideout, knocked away, taken away. Fryhopper running down, bounces it ahead. Noel sends it back, and now it's loose in the floor, and we got Green, who kind of bums an ankle a little bit there. A couple of players hit the deck. Green was not one of them. I Oh, Green's okay.
Yeah, I think she's able to put a little pressure on her now.
We had a timeout taken by Henderson County.
Excellent tandem defense, though, by Deer and Fryhofer back on that other end against that pick and roll.
37-27 with just 5:29 to play, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
We've got 5:29 to play in the game, and Cooper trying to move on to the semifinals to see if they can test Sacred Heart. What do you think about Cooper and Sacred Heart, Ivan? I'll ask you again after the game, probably, assuming Cooper hangs on in these final 5.5 minutes.
They'll have to rebound better. Yeah, they'll have to show that they can rebound better against a team like that. You know, they've got 18 rebounds down to 19, but, you know, they only got 4 offensive rebounds in this game, and I thought they had a chance, especially early on, to get more of those. They are going to have to take advantage of their rebounding on the offensive side against a team like Sacred Heart.
Here's Gish, Kanzler on the right side, dribbles back out, gives to Kemp. Gish comes to take it. Goes down inside the pass to Kemp is away. Kanzler, though, rescues it. Keeps a possession for Henderson County. The defense is just swarming. Here is Kanzler. Now Kemp tries to drive toward the lane. Back out to Green. Brissy on her. Green drives. Goes, flips it up and in off the glass.
I'm so impressed with
that. That is really a, what a play.
Yeah.
37-29. 17 of the 29 belong to sophomore Italia Green.
I mean, you go in there with all that length and hands and stuff grabbing at you and to finish the way she has. Impressive.
Now Thompson down inside takes the pass.
But they took a nap on the defense.
Moving for the basket from Noel, and Thompson puts it in. She's got 6. Again, a 10-point advantage, 39-29. 4:20 left. Gish goes behind a Kemp screen, couldn't get it back to her. Here's Green. Give and go with right out. It goes up from 10 feet and banks it in.
Holly got free. Once did a ride out right there for a nice little floater.
39-31. 4 minutes to go. They're pressing. Tough to do against all this length. Again, they just throw it over the top. And now we're getting a timeout taken by Cooper. 3:57 to go. The Cooper Lady Jaguars are up by 8 points, and we'll be back in a minute.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Just just under 4 minutes to play in the game now. And as we head down the stretch, semifinals tomorrow, we're back here, and it'll begin at 11 o'clock. We'll set the stage after this game is over, but I hope you'll plan on joining us right here on 1150, 106.9, and WOSTRadio.com. Palmer's going to come back into the game now for Cooper. She had played a lot. She started the game, and she got the first 7 points, and then she hadn't scored since then.
Yeah.
And played a lot since then. Palmer gets it in. Back deep, and Noel sends it back to Palmer, ahead to Fryhofer, and it was over and back.
I wondered how it could have been over and back, and that's what Cooper's questioning. I'm wondering if the official wasn't looking at the logo as opposed to the line here. I don't know, because the ball was going forward.
Here's Gish, right out, goes up, banks it in.
Coach Boathouse, he's beside himself. In fact, the call, and then they got scored on.
39-33. 3:34 to go. Looked like Cooper was in really good shape, and now there's a little bit of hope for Henderson County. Thompson dribbles way back out front. Noel. Here's Brissy dribbling the ball, and now Fryhofer. They're working out beyond the three-point line. Over to Thompson. Fryhofer sends another basket to Noel, who lays it in.
Great movement. Great movement. They weren't getting much of that in the first half, Dan, and we've seen it three or four times in the second half.
41-33, under three to play. Down the left side, Kanzler can't get a shot away. Needs help. Hands it to Rideout. Rideout wants to try to make a move, but kills the dribble. Kanzler, now Green. They're trying to keep the ball away from Green and doing a good job of it. Kemp. Now takes it way on the right wing. She looks, dribbles left, back cut.
Oh, nice.
And Gish lost the ball. She couldn't come up with it, and it's picked up by Thompson.
Woo!
And then Green, trying for the steal, is going to be called for the foul.
We'll crash up derby there.
Yeah, it looked worse than it was because they weren't moving very fast. It was the only reason nobody got hurt there, I think. 2:23 left to play. Cooper, 41, Henderson County, 33. We'll be back for the conclusion of this one after we step out 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Sure, but I think we got more people here from Henderson County than we do from, Cooper. Yeah. There's a ball across the timeline. Palmer had lost it. Got back tap. Take it away. Here's Green coming down. Green on the move, trying to get through. Goes through the defense. Sends it over to Kanzler. Can't get a shot. Now Gish. Gish dribbling right. Too much traffic. Green probably should have taken the three right there. Wants to drive in. Now backs up. Fires a three, and it's off the rim. And the rebound taken by Brissy. They tie her up but lose the ball out of bounds. It'll be Cooper's ball.
Well, they gave a lot of maximum. Give Kanzler credit the way she crashed in on that board to at least eliminate a run out for Cooper.
1:53 to go. Here is Palmer to get it in to Fryhofer. Back to Palmer. Sends a pass ahead. Noel Thompson underneath. Brissy lays it up and in.
Textbook.
The way you do it right there. Yeah. Brissy with 6 points.
Kept the ball in the air and advanced it up quickly.
The lead is 10. Minute 35 to go. Green dribbling right, going to take it all the way, flips it up off the glass,
oh, wow,
and bounced in.
How did it find its way to the rim there?
43-35, and timeout taken by Henderson County with 1:30 left. They're still working hard. We'll be back in a minute.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Cooper gets them all across the timeline, so they have it on the offensive end. Only 1:19 to go. Henderson County, they've got two fouls to give before they can put Cooper at the free throw line. Noel, left corner. Brissy fires a three. No good, but the rebound, Noel.
Noel saved her life. Right there. Coach Hall, that look on his face.
Thompson back out. They got to come foul and go ahead and do it. And Rideout commits a personal on Palmer.
One of the assistant coaches trying to talk to Brissy, like, hey, what are we doing here? The goal is to run this clock out.
Gish got her first foul, so they have only 55 seconds left. And Gish will get another foul as they inbound the ball to Fryhofer. So now the next foul will send Cooper to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Comes in deep in backcourt to Noel across to Thompson, and they come and foul her. And that is Rideout's second foul. Thompson will go to the line. She has 6 points tonight.
Played well. You know,
Cooper has had only three free throws in this game, Ivan.
I know this is a team on the season was averaging making 9 free throws a contest, but was going to the line on a frequent basis throughout the season. Very good at getting themselves free opportunities.
Thompson knocks down a pair of free throws. She has 8 points off the bench.
Done really well. Malia Alexander was, you know, was struggling early, and Thompson came in and provided a great punch off the bench.
Here's Green. She's racing down, going to go all the way in. Flips it up, no good, but we get a whistle and two shots. She has fouled, unable to get in a good defensive position to take a charge, was Palmer. That's her first. And Green will shoot two with 43.3 to go. What a game Green has played, Ivan.
Yeah.
I mean, this girl, she's only a sophomore. 5-7. Now Alexander's going to come out. And back in goes Deer. 45, 36, 37. The lead is 8 and comes into Fryhofer, and they foul her, and that's Kanzler. And Ivan, if I could get a Snickers, we might be here a while. And we'll walk down, and Fryhofer will be at the free throw line. Fryhofer had 5 quick points. She scored 5 in about 30 seconds there in the second quarter. Her only points in the game tonight. Boy, she's been active, though. Free throw is up and good. And now Deer comes out of the lineup. Alexander is back in. And this free throw rolls in again. It is 47-37. Gish gives up to Kemp. Right out, goes down the lane, flips up a little short jumper that does not go down. Rebound, Gish gets it. Back outside. Here is down the right baseline. The green shot is up and no good. And the rebound comes to Noel. Alexander down to Palmer, and she will back away. Could have walked in probably and shot a layup. 14 seconds to go, and that'll do it. As the Cooper Lady Jaguars are going to move on to the semifinal round tomorrow. The final. Cooper, 47. And Henderson County, 37. And we'll be back to recap today for you, along with this game, in 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
Talia Green named for the all-tournament team. That was no surprise. She had 21 points tonight, 21 of her team's 37.
And now, Henderson County, please step forward to receive your quarterfinalist plaque for the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16.
And that's it. Those are the awards. And now, everybody can head out of here. They're posing for a picture right now. But this was a game where Henderson County came out, played extremely well. Cooper, though, just the defense is just, it's too good. I mean, you can't, as we said before the game, if Henderson could score 50, they have a chance to win, and that's what it would have taken, and they got 37. And the scoring in the game for Henderson County, 21 for Green, 8 for Gish, 4 for Kemp, 4 for Rideout, and that was it. 4 players score. Rideout got her 4 right at the end of the game. And Kemp plays so hard and plays so well. This Henderson County team, we need to mention that, Janila Locker, who comes in as a freshman. She didn't play a lot, but Gish is a sophomore. Kemp is a junior. Rideout is a junior. Cancellor is a junior. Green is a sophomore. And Brooklyn Gibson, who was out of this tournament, a sophomore. I mean, this is the Henderson County team that they will be heard from.
You know, talking to Jeff Hale, Stephen Hale's daddy, legendary coach here, basically Stephen replaced. He said it was the right time for me to leave and then leave it in good hands on whoever it would be. You know, he didn't know it was going to be his son that got the job at the time. They asked his input when he left, and he said, yeah, I think he might be ready now. You know, and they chose Stephen to take over this program, and he's been able to accomplish getting them here. Now he's got a good group of young players that he can continue to move this program forward in his way and hopefully have equal success that his dad did for such a sustained period of time. And, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that we're looking up again this time next year, and the Lady Colonels representing the second region here at the Girls Sweet 16.
Cooper is now 31-4 with a victory. Their leading scorer is Haley Noel, a freshman who had 11 points and got them all in the second half. 8 for Zeenie Thompson, who came off the bench. 7 for Liz Fryhopper. 7 for Logan Palmer, got them all in the first half. 6 for Addison Brissy, a little sophomore that came in and played well off the bench. Bella Deer, a senior, got 6 points. 2 points for Malia Alexander, another senior, but that's a team too. Brissy is only a sophomore. Noel is a freshman at 6 feet. Zeenie Thompson is a 5'11 junior. She'll be back. So this Cooper team is going to lose a lot. But they will have some good players coming back as well. And again, the wrap up for the Henderson County Lady Colonels in this game, and they complete their season, and Henderson County goes down with a 26-8 record. So tomorrow, McCracken County taking on Butler at 11 a.m., Sacred Heart and Cooper at 1:30, and then we'll wrap it up with a championship game tomorrow night at 7:30. Sacred Heart, you know, they're definitely the favorite. They continue to be the favorite. They're going to have to deliver the blows, though, because they've got two. They're going to have two teams coming up against them tomorrow that they can play the game a little bit, and it's not out of the question we could have an upset tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. You're talking being able to play defense, and defense travels, and that's going to be interesting tomorrow. You got four teams that have shown the ability to play solid defense. Now, will there be a challenge for McCracken County because of the size inside with Butler? Yes, definitely will be. But Claire Johnson is a point guard that can kind of control things at times. Will she be able to be effective in getting her team a consistent offense to really challenge that Butler team? And then Cooper and Sacred Heart, can Cooper contain that interior with Paleo and Johnson? I think that's going to be a challenge for the two non-Louisville schools in tomorrow's matchup. But it should be fun. You know, that's why we play the games, because,
you never know what can happen.
Sometimes players are just, for whatever reason, they don't hit shots sometimes. They're just not feeling right, and coaches come up with a good scheme that maybe the team has a hard time figuring out. But it should be fun tomorrow.
It's been fun. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll join you about a little after 10:30. Thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer. Ivan Rawls on color. I'm Dan Manley saying thanks so much for being with us again. Our final score in this last quarterfinal round game, Cooper 47, Henderson County 37. Until tomorrow morning, for all of our sponsors and all of our team, so long, everybody.
You've been been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSD.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, who had a romantic relationship with Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis, has formally resigned from the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump.